A telling of the Palm Sunday story from Mark chapter 11. As they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples ahead, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and there you will find a colt which has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'What are you doing untying the colt?' just say this: 'The master is in need of it,' and will return it immediately." They went away, went to the village, found a colt outside in the street by a door. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said. They allowed them to take it. They took the colt to Jesus. Taking off their cloaks, they put it on the colt, and he sat on it. Then people began to take cloaks and lay them on the ground, and others cut green leafy branches from the field and laid them on the road. Then he began to ride the colt, and people began to shout, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna to the highest Lord." He entered Jerusalem, went into the temple, and as it was already late, he looked around. And then he left and returned to Bethany with the 12. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, grace you in peace from God our Father and our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. As I think about the gospel story that's in front of us today, this gospel from Mark, Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, my ears catch two very different scenes going on. As I imagine it, the crowd has traveled with Jesus from Bethpage and Bethany. When they see him riding on the colt, they begin to shout and cheer, and there is all sorts of noise. Not just the shouting and cheering of Jesus, the hosannas, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the King." There's that noise, but there's the noise of palm branches being cut, of the swoosh of cloaks being taken off and being laid on the ground, the sound of feet trampling the gravel round and about, all sorts of noise going on all around as Jesus arrives. But then something else happens. All of the sudden, at least in my imagination, there is incredible silence. Sheer silence. As Jesus finds his way into Jerusalem and into the temple, silence as he enters in, because at least in my imagination, there aren't many people there in the temple that day. And Jesus enters in to look around at this place of power and authority. It's been from out of the temple that the religious leaders have come, and they have been chasing Jesus, putting pressure on him from the very early days of his ministry. Remember back to the beginning of the Gospel of Mark, Jesus is baptized in the River Jordan by John. He comes up out of the water. He hears the voice from heaven saying, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." And then he's pushed out into the wilderness, tempted by Satan, waited on by angels. And he comes back into Galilee, and almost from the beginning, the religious leaders are pushing at him. And this day, he goes into the center of their power, into the temple, and there's silence. My sense is silence will go with Jesus this week. The silence as he gathers with his disciples to share a meal with them. The silence of being alone in Gethsemane. The ruckus that takes place as he's arrested, but that feeling of being utterly alone as he's taken away for trial. This Lenten season, you have been invited to hear the faith stories of five of our congregational members. You've been invited into silent reflection of your own about life and where it intersects with Jesus. I hope that this has been a helpful experience for you. I've heard that some of you have grabbed the little brochure that we had with the 40 different questions to ponder about your faith story, that some people have grabbed that and used it as tabletop conversation. If you haven't done that, it doesn't matter that Lent is almost over. You can still go through and do that. You can still find the videos on our YouTube or Facebook page of the people who talked about their own faith stories. I believe that Scripture, the living Word of God, is meant to make us think. And as we think, these texts shape us. They mold us into the people that God created us to be. And as I think of the noise and the silence in the Palm Sunday text, I'm drawn to think about faith and life. What I hope Jesus might have to say to me, including how Jesus might challenge me, even push me, to really look at my sin and my sinfulness. Sometimes life is filled with a lot of noise. Lots and lots of noise. Maybe it's joyful noise at the birth of a child, at the celebration of a new job or a retirement. Maybe it's the noise of a family gathering with laughter, joy. Maybe. Just maybe in the midst of times like that, you are able to sit back with a smile on your face and say, thank you, God. Thank you for all of the blessings that you give. But other times, life might feel more quiet. Times of sitting alone, thinking, praying, pondering. Asking questions of God like, God, hello, where are you? Are you listening? Do you care? Please speak. Maybe it's a heartfelt prayer for guidance within life, within your marriage, within some relationship that you are wrestling with. These quiet times help us to look back, to review life and life events, and then realize where God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, has been alive and active and in our midst. Part of what I appreciated about the five people who shared faith stories over Lent was the way they were able to speak about how God has been active in their lives. There was honesty about how difficult life can be sometime, and there was honesty in the fact that they were able to say it was in reflection, in thinking back, that they were able to see God at work. We look back, trying to understand how God has worked in our lives in the past so that we might have hope for the future. Jesus stepped into the silence of the temple, aware of the past, not just the shouts of Hosanna, but also the words from heaven at his baptism, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." You, too, are beloved. Remember that. And remember this. Jesus left the temple that evening, but he didn't run away. He would be back. He would face shouting crowds again later in the week, but this time they would be crying for his death. And to death he went. For you. For me. And for the sake of life for all. Thanks be to God. Amen.